Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Wieland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Wieland. And now, play ball. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's White Sox, 1. Red Sox, 1. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jolly moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue bunts towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Blue steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Jolly chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Wurstler. Wurstler fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wurstler. Berry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-1 in the game. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaston moves to third. Seeds moves to second. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gaston scores. Seeds moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Seeds scores. Hayes moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Hayes scores. Fothergill moves to third. Kress moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill scores. Kress moves to third. Blue moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Pete Appleton now pitching. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Gaston strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gaston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seeds is hit by the pitch. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Seeds steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Appleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds. Appleton reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appleton scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kress bunts towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blue is hit by the pitch. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Blue moves to second. 2 outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein now playing third base. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Seeds hits a line drive into center field. Oliver picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliver. Seeds moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Worstler hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tate moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate scores. Appleton moves to second. It's 8-3, White Sox. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-3 in the game. Olson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill, who is chasing the ball. Olson reaches third base with a triple. Appleton scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, White Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Olson scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to second. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk now playing center field. Bob Seeds now playing right field. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Wurstler reaches third base with a triple. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Ed Durham pinch runs for Benny Tate. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry fires to second and picks off Durham for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Barry and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly now catching. Will Seymour now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 8, Red Sox, 8. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Funk reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Funk scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-8, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blue moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye F. Rahm Fenway Park in Boston.